Philly podcaster deeply offended by Obama's abhorrent shaming of black men for not supporting Harris. By Olivia Rondo on October 24, 2024. Yet another black male voter has voiced his opinion on former President Barack Obama's accusations against black men who do not support Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign, telling MSNBC's Alex Fogner that he was deeply offended. Chad Fain, a Philadelphia commentator who hosts the realest podcast ever, TPRE, responded to Obama's recent claims that the diminishing black male support for Harris is due to sexism in a roundtable barbershop conversation recorded by MSNBC. "It felt like a moment where it's like UN words better get in line and do what we say," Fain told Wagner, before adding that Obama, as the czar of the Democratic Party, is coming down to say go get these N-words in line. Obama, 63, came under fire after scolding black men for not feeling the idea of having a woman as president at a Pittsburgh campaign event for Harris on October 10. "According to the former president, black men should support Harris because she grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles and pain and joy that comes from those experiences." Obama's controversial speech, made to a small group of voters in a surprise stop to a local Harris campaign office, continued on to say it is not acceptable to support Trump. "You're thinking about sitting out or supporting somebody who has a history of denigrating you, because you think that's a sign of strength, because that's what being a man is? Putting women down?" he said. "That's not acceptable. Watch, CNN's Enten, Kamala Harris is very, very weak with black men and women." According to Fain, the general tone of Obama's remarks was disgusting. "It was abhorrent," the Philadelphia podcaster continued. "I didn't respect it. I didn't like nothing about it. And Kamala, 2 days after that, is like, we love our black men. We have programs and things that we're rolling out for them, and she rolled out policy." Fain was referring to Harris's newly released agenda for black men, which was heavily criticized for offering policies on marijuana and cryptocurrency as opposed to the child tax credits offered in her agenda for Latino men and their families. Black support for Harris is lower than it was for either Democrat nominee in the 2016 and 2020 elections, the New York Times revealed in a new poll. Only 78% of black voters are supporting Harris at this point in the election cycle, compared to 90% for Biden in 2020 and 92% for Hillary Clinton in 2016, the data showed. While just 15% of black voters said they are supporting Trump in the upcoming election, that is a significant increase from 9% and 7% in the last two elections, respectively, and the majority of those black Trump supporters are men. Following Obama's comments to black men, dozens of black conservative voters took to social media to denounce his accusations of sexism, Breitbart News reported. Among them was former Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, R., who called Harris Madam Lock Up a Brother and demanded an apology from Obama to black men, effective immediately. "For him to want to come down from his mansion in Martha's Vineyard and tell black men how we should vote, really?" Jones said in a video posted to X. "You don't even live in Chicago anymore. You left your black community, Barack Obama. You want to tell us how to vote? We're not having that, and we're not voting for Kamala Harris," he added.